Invoking the inner friend. Let's spend about probably 10 or 15 minutes just doing some inner work with the little ones. One way to get to the little ones that are active right now is to just sit with yourself and see where your mind is getting disturbed or agitated. It can be toward a person or a fear or a worry of some sort. And just be with that situation. Trace it back to asking, what is it that I'm really looking for? What do I really want from this person or this situation? Or what am I afraid? What am I really afraid of? And let yourself really put that into words. Become clear on it. And then see if the little one has anything to say about it. After you do that, see if you can bring your knowledge in, bring Ishwara in, bring the Prasada Buddhi in. And see if you can experience some relief so that your mind can come to rest around that particular thing that's bothering or taking up a space, unwanted space in your mind. Just spend a few minutes now doing that. Letting the body relax and welcoming whatever issues are there, whatever hurts or feelings might be there. The little ones, letting your buddhi relax, gently focusing on your own presence. Just welcome all of those feelings. Into yourself, into your buddhi. Feeling the body. Relaxing. Expanding. Feeling your heart, an energy center. Relaxing, welcoming. Not afraid to be with the feelings or with the hurts. Just feel all of the energy centers in the body relaxing as your body relaxes. Your throat. The jnana chakshu between the eyes. Let the body relax in those areas. Feel the lower chakras also at the base of the spine, the abdomen. Gently focusing on your own presence, the one who indwells the body, who indwells all of the energy centers. Let the body continue to relax and expand. You can see where tension is held in the body. Often it's around the chest, the heart center, or it can be in the stomach or abdomen. Just notice where that stress, unconscious. Is being stored. Put your buddhi there as that inner friend, your own presence, welcoming it, gently massaging mentally. As we continue to deeply relax, we're going to chant the Hari Rama mantra. That's what Bhagavan gave us for this era, this Kali Yuga era, in order to give us the Antakarna Shuddhi, cross over all of the all of the doshas, all of the defects, evils of samsara, and to gain jnana nishtha. We can just chant it, Sharjan lead us, we'll chant it together for some time, just to get that bhava, that wonderful love that we all get when we're chanting. So just let yourself relax, chant for some time, and then we'll have some silence.
Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Mm-hmm. So.